We are starting Masechta Steiners, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Me'emasai maskirin gvurei shamin. When does one start to say, Mashi beruach umeire dageshem? Rabbi Eliezer Omer miyontev orishin shalchak. That one starts miyontev orishin shalchak. From the first day yontev. Rabbi Yeshua Omer miyontev or achrin shalchak. You start from the last day yontev. Yontev Arishin, the Taisis Yontev, and the Talmidei HaRambam say pshat that Yontev Arishin means from Shachas. Well, later, as we get into the Sugya more, we'll think, hopefully, we'll get clearer what in these Inyonim, but just now, pshat, the Mishnah, they say that Rabbi Eliezer holds, you start from Yontev Arishin, that means from Shachas of Yontev Arishin, you start saying Mashi Beruah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Miyontev ha'achen shalchag. So the Ritve, the Meiri, the Teferes Yisrael, say that Yontev achen means from Meirev, the Meirev of Shmini Atzeres, he starts saying, Mashe Beruach HaMeirid HaGoshen. And then it brings the Yesh Oimrim, the Ritve, that you start from Shachas. It's the Loshen of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are the same. We start from Shachas. Mashiv Ruach HaMoir Dagoshen. Oma Aloi Rabbi Yeshua, Hoyil Ve'ein HaKshomim Elosimin Klola Bechak. So since Kshomim is a Simin Klola Bechak, Loma Hu Masker, so why is he Masker in Sukkis Kshomim? It's a Simin Klola Bechak. I didn't say that you want to be shoyl for kshamim, should be mispalo for kshamim. I just said he's maskir is a lot. Mashiv ruach umeirid hageshem ba'inose. That means this is a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is meirid hageshem ba'inose in its time. Whenever there's a need for kshamim, so I'm not, there's no tefillah that Rabbeinu Shalom should make it rain. The tefillah, it's a shvach that Rabbeinu Shalom is meirid hageshem be'oinosoi. The Ritva brings a machlokes if Rabbi Eliezer means to say that that's tak a chelek of the nusach, you say mashi beruach meirid hageshem be'oinosoi, or it's understood that's the shvach, meirid hageshem be'oinosoi, a fillah without saying. The Rishonim, the Ritve, the Meiri, Amoira or something. There's a Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim, which they bring down. Seems that Rabbeinu Ephraim is in Sukkah, that Rabbeinu Ephraim said that Kshomim Simin Klola Bechag is only the first night of Sukkot. Then there's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah, and it rains, so that's a simen klola. There's a mashmois from the Rambam, a Pirush and Mishnayis, also a mesech the Sukkah, that's a simen klola. But the rest of Sukkot, why is there a simen klola? There's no chiv to eat in the Sukkah. So, now, we mentioned before, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you say, mashi v'ruach from Shachas. So what is Rabbi Yeshua tying to? How can you mention Mashi Baruach? It's a Simen Klola Bechak? It's not a Simen Klola. From Shachas, not a Simen Klola anymore. This is a kasha that Rishonim asked. The Ra'o, the Ritve, the Meiri, they all asked this kasha. Now, many Rishonim were goyres in the Mishnah. They didn't have our girsa. Their girsa was Ve'ein Hakshomim Simin Broche Bechak. That means that yes, why should you speak about Kshomim? It's not a Simin Broche. It's not a Simin Klola. Simin Klola, the Bein Ephraim says, is the first night. Then it's a Simin Klola taka because it was taking away the mitzvah. But it's not a Simin Broche. So there's also no legitimate reason to mention Kshomim when it's not a Simin Broche. The Miri wants to say, Afilu v'geira simin klole, so he wants to say something very nice. He wants to say, we had in Masechta Sukkah, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer holds that the Zachiyev teach Yud Dalet Sudas Besukis. The Zachiyev. We hold it as a, we hold it's a Rishus. But Rabbi Lezer holds the Zachiyev teach Yud Dalet Sudas. So Memele, so the Meiri wants to say that Rabbi Yeshua Taina to Rabbi Lezer, he says, how can you say Mashiv Ruach? According to you, it's a Simen Klolet, because the Zachiyev teach Yud Dalet Sudas. So when it rains, and when it rains in Sukis, it's a Simen Klolet. Amaloi, so what did so Rabbi Lezer answered him? That I'm not being mispalu for kshamim. It's only askore. Amaloi imkein lo oilam yemaskyo. Say bezoi. So why do you have to start sukkis time? If you're just saying mashi beruach amir dageshem beinosoi, so we can hold yeah, you should say it imkein lo oilam yemaskyo. So we'll see in Tosfos what Rabbi Lezer answered Rabbi Shua on the shaila. Ein shaylim es akshamim ela samuch l'kshamim. This is a very unclear Mishnah. It seems we have to learn the sugya vayta to understand it. But let us say, just to know one pshat, ein shaylim es akshamim, the shaylim means haskore. The maskil kshamim ela samuch l'kshamim. The Ritva says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, your shoyel mitzoy yontev. So, ein maskiren es akshomim ala samach lakshomim. That means, you start from shachas. You start from shachas, shemini atzeres. And Rabbi Yehuda oimer, I disagree with you. Don't start from shachas. Or shachas, obviously mentioned before. That's the day before shaila. And he says, no, ha'ivel if ne'ateve b'yontev ha'achrein shalchag ha'achrein masker rishinayni masker. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on Rabbi Yeshua. As Rabbi Yeshua holds either your masker from Shachis or from Mayriv, Shmini Atzeres, and he holds, you start being masker from Musaf. Rishinayni masker, the Baal Shachis does not say mashi beruach. B'yontev ha'rishin shal Pesach ha'rishin masker ha'achrein ainay masker. First day Pesach, so the Baal Shachis says Mashi Beruach, and the Baal Musaf does not say Mashi Beruach. Meim Esai Maskirin Gvuris Kshomim, Agavurche, the Maritz Chayis, says in the beginning of the Sugye, the Mesechte, that he's under the impression that most of the Rashis in Mesechte's Tainis is not from Rashi. Talmud of his, and we have very little Rashis which are authentically from Rashi. Therefore, he says we see many interesting Rashis over here, which the Sheirish is not Rashi. Al Kapanim, Sha'imel Mashiv Maskin Buris Kshamim, Sha'imel Mashiv Ruach Umayrid Hagoshim. That's the Maskirim. Through the Samir, Bigmorot, Meforish Taima, my Korilei Gvuris Kshamim. Why is it called Gvurisham Neshayurdim Begvure Shanema Oise Gdoilus? We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Simin Klola Bachakein, it's a Simin Klola, Kedamrinu Mesech Esuke Bepeik Ayoshan, Me'im Esai Mutel Lefanois, when is one permitted to leave the Sukkim Meshetisra HaMikva? Moshe Levit Shabolim Zay Kois Leraboi, Veshofach Leikitain Alpono, Ve'om Aloi I Evshi Bishimushech, Kloima, so Memeila, that's the marshal. It's Kloima, Kshak Shomim Yerdim Lesuke Akol Yaitzim. The Nirishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Shenishtamish Lefono. So that's a Simen Klol, but my maschil on Askek Bo Shomim Bechak, but Nirishen Hu Mispalo Sheyove Imoto Bechak. He said, Lo Yamarti Lishol Sheyispalo Lalak Shomim Bechak, again Besein Talamoto. Elo lahaskir, shamaskir lahaskir b'chag gvurais shel mokim shemoyrit kshomim. That's the gvurais shel mokim. Ba'inosai kloimer bizmanoi, that is moyrit it when the time comes. Im kain, v'amai poisik b'pesach me lahaskir. So yes, if that's the case, so let him say the whole year. Me'emesai zuktoisvish miyontiv ha'achin shel chag. Shmini, the loyos from Besuke. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that we're maskil kshomim when there's no simin klola. That means when we stop sitting in the sukkah. Va'afilu ha'idne. Va'afilu, this means now in chutz loretz, that we have 2 days, sveika d'yoyme. By us, it's meisri yesvina and bruchi leime v'ochine. Eine elo mida rabona, mishum sveika. The Achrayim explained this lashon is very unclear. If it's a suffix, it's not midarabonon. So they explain as follows that meiker adin, when they held sveike de yoime by sukkis, it is only a midarabonon. Why? Because roi pomim elul is not meuber. So meiker adin. By Sukkot, you don't have to hold 2 days. No, the Rabbanon said you have to be chayish. So Mamela, so Lachayra, that is what, Vafilu ha'idne. That we hold 2 days, Eina elami the Rabbanon, Mishim Sveike, that means the Sufik is not a true Sufik. I mean, Atayra, you can rely on Roy. So Be'etzim Lachayra Taisis means to be saying, or perhaps it could be Mamtik this in Taisis, that we have a birur of roiv, that today is not sukkah, today is shmini atzeres. That the chachamim said that we should sit in a sukkah and shmini atzeres. But napshat is a mitzvah of sukkah in shmini atzeres. There's no mitzvah because roiv tells us there's no mitzvah. But the rabbonon said we should be chayish lamir to do a maise of yeshiva sukkah. But that's not called I was mevatel a mitzvah. That means if it rains, it's not called I'm missing something. It's only a din niug lechumre. So I'm not missing a kiyum. Because a kiyum roiv tells me I never have a kiyum. So memela, it's not a klola if it'll rain in shmini atzeret. Va'av al gav de bekeinen bekviya diyalchet. Like tachtois viz. Ay, we're boki na bekviya diyalchet. So why do we sit, we're saying that that we sit out sveika, we're not boki bekvi di yalche, gzeire shem yachsa adovo le kukuloi, yishemine gabiseinu biyodeinu kedisa per kama debeir. So Taisvi says that even though we are boki, so theoretically, afilu in chutzos, it should only be 1 day, so chazal wa geizer shem yachsa adovo le kukuloi, the Gemara says in Masechtas Beir Dav Dalda Med Beis, yizoru bemine gabiseichem, zimnim de gozri malchus gzeire, they'll make a gzeirish leis aska b'teire, v'osi l'kulkule, and they'll come out of kilkul, that then they won't take and know the site ibur, and they will not know to be mevara when Rosh Chodesh is. So memele, so out this din, so we have to remain in the matzav of Sofik. Ki'ilu, we don't have a biru, that means since they were chayish, that there might be a zman where there won't be a biru, so they said, izoru b'minigav yiseichem, and you should always act as if there's no biru, even though there's a roiv all the time, you should hold it out of Sofik. Now, the Maritz Chayis asks that there's no such gemara, mishum minig aviseinu. The gemara says in Beye, hizoru b'minig aviseinu. You should be nizor, you should have the same anhoga that they had. Why? Zimnin de gozri malchus gzeiret. It's not 2 reasons. It's not 2 mahalcha. The Pesach Yosef wants to say pshat that Emerson, there is a mahalach in the Gemara, it's als minik, one man yamal this is minik, and man yamal this is gzeiret. Al kaponim, so that's why we still continue to eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres, even though we're boki bikvi the yach. Ulachain, matkerino. So since this whole thing is only a darabonim mishum sveikin, and it's a mamela, we can be masker because it's not a simin klola. Avol kol shive loy shakshomi b'mei sukkah simin klola heim. It is not pekshani the sukkah moshe levin, and Taisa says klola, it's a simin klola kol shive. Kol shive is a simin klola. I like the Bein Ephraim. Im kain, im ato oima maskirin, if you hold that there's an Indian of maskirin askara without shayla, oil mashme ba'inosai, this is as klo like the second mahalach, but not he says ainosai, No, it's mashma, meirad ageshem bai nosoi, is af pekayit sheskiru. Umata neisen simim yon tevrishin. Rabbi Lezer oimer bebreise begmoritz, Rabbi Lezer answers this in the breise. Kol akayit simbo laske maske, 100%. If you want to be maske, there's nothing wrong. Because the mashmois of meirad ageshem means bai nosoi. The loilam bai nosoi mashma. Miyad hashte loirome alei chayve. But there's no choy. It won't tassle the davening, because I'm not saying anything wrong. But there's no choyv to be masked. Aval beyond tevrishin, choyvo leratzois, lifnei shayla. There's a chiev to be meratze before the shayla. Shekol habo levakish, magdim meratze, before someone is mevakish, mevakish later. So one is magdim aritzui to the bakoshe. Vasim and klola like abdin and Rabbi Yeshua kopit. Now, I don't understand one thing in Taisvitz. The Gemara says later, Taisvitz repeats himself later also, but the Gemara says later, the Tana says, Ma'emasai maskirin gvuras kshomen. So that means that I know already that this is a chiyuv haskore. Now, when do you start? So the Gemara asks, where do we see that there's a chiyuv haskora, that you're starting like you're starting in the middle of a sentence? How do you know bechlal that there's a chiyuv haskora? So the Gemara says, this was, the Gemara says, al tana mereshe shana solik, disnan v'chag nidoinim alamai. It says, chag nidoinim alamai, ba'aydi de tona v'chag nidoinim alamai, im tona me'im esay maskir in gvuris kshom. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi says, "Va'aydi de tonu bechag nidoinim kloima agav de tonu bechag nidoinim alamai." Since it says in the Mishnah that is a din amayim and sukkis, kasova benafsha. So then one can figure out themselves. Oyov nidoinim bechag alamayim shma min avine laaskir in yonah de mai. So if there's a din now, so you have to be maskir. In yonah de mai leritzuya alamayim to be meratz alamayim de leisa lebroche lochitoni me emesai maskirim. So Rashi seems to say, and that's lechayre the poshut of pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the kasha, you can't ask me emesai if I don't know that there's a chiyuv haskora. So the Gemara answers, well, I don't know there's a chiyuv haskora. If the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah tachag nidin alamayim. So it is a din alamayim, so fashtaitzer, shmamin abin alahaskin yon of the mayil ritzui alamayim, the leis alaboch. So that's understandable. That's alephate. So now, the shat in the Mishnah is, so when in the chag are you masker? That means it's here to be masker in the chag, because it says mandin. When in the chag are you masker? So Rabbi Lezer says yon tavrishin, Rabbi Yeshua says yon tavachin. That's the ivrit. So I don't understand how Taisus all of a sudden comes in with an ariches of nidritzui before bakoshe. Taisus explains Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said that bebemison moirad ageshem means ba'inosay. So theoretically, this could be said the whole year. So that was Rabbi Shua's kasha. Miu atash de loyromi alei choyve, avo biyontev rishin choyve laratzos. This is a chiv laratzos. So why is the Zachiv Laratzah Shetoisvitz would say? Because there's a din. That's the reason. Why is Zachiv Yom Tov Rishon? Why not 2 days before Yom Tov Rishon? No, because there's a din alamayim. That's why Shetoisvitz goes, Yom Tov Rishon, Chayv Laratzah, Lifnei Shaila. There's a Chiv to be Maratzah before Shaila. Shkolabolavakish, Magdim Maratzah. Taisus seems to give different reasons. The reason of Yom Tov Rishon L'chayre is because Yom Tov Rishon is a donim alamayim, so that is mechayev aritzi amayim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you couldn't do it on Yom Tov Rishon because it's a simen klola. So I don't understand that. That's why Taisus starts speaking about the before Bakoshi and the aritzi. I don't understand. Let's go further. Zog de Gemara weiter, Tane heichikoi, diktoni meimesai. Tane is assuming already that there's a chiyuv, haskore, and he just wants to know when you say it. So who says bechlal that there's a chiyuv haskore? So the Gemara answers, Tane osamkoi. diktoni, maskirin gvuris kshomim betriyes ameisim. The Mishnah says in Broches, maskirin gvuris kshomim betriyes ameisim. B'shoilim bebirchas hashonim, that you say the same talamot of bebirchas hashonim, b'havdole b'choinin hadoos. B'ktoni me'emesai maskirin gvuris kshomim. I mean, that what it says in Mesechtes Broches. That is a chiyav haskore, so when do you start being maskirin? So Mele is going on that mission. Shperek de gemore v'lisnei hosom. That means if we're going on the mission in Seder's Roim, so the Tanisha continue, v'eimesai maskirin. Maishne de shofke at hoche. That means whole Seder, the Seder's Roim said it is a chiyav haskore. The Tan did not bat an eyelash when the chiyav haskore starts from. And now, in the middle of Seder Moed, now, when do you start being masking Buvish Kshom? So the Gemara Lecheres Chayzer from that, Ela Tane Mireish HaShonu Solik. The Tane Fakert, this is a Hemshech from Mesechtes Reish HaShon. The Snan Ubechag Nidoinim Alamayim. Ay, the Tane Ubechag Nidoinim Alamayim. Tane Meim Esayim Askirim Buvish Kshomim. So that's L'chayr Pshat, so Pshat is Tafakel, so since there's a din nidin alamayim, so that is Mechayev Achiyev Askoris, so the Shail is when in the Chag are we masking? Let us see Rashi. Tana Hechikoi Kloima, Midiktoni Me'emesak, Mechlal de Pshita Leila Haitane, Vechayovim Lahasker. That's Poshit, you have to be masking. Ve'eche Chazinen de Mechayev Lahasker. So my answer is, Hosam koi, maskirin gvuris kshomim, b'meseches broches. So my answer is, maishno de shofki ad hoche, kloima, haidik toni hoche, b'seidem moi meimisai, listni hosam, so let it say over there in broches. De toni, maskirin b'meseches broches, it says, it's a maskirin b'meseches broches, Heino Seder's Roim. So that's Seder's Roim. So why did he wait? Amai Shofke at Hoche. Why did he wait till here at Seder Moi? Elo Loiteime Dodiktoni Me'emesai Dehosem Koi. That it's going on Mesechtes Broches. No, it's going. The Loiteime Dodiktoni Me'emesai Dehosem Koi. No, the Tan, Emereshe Shon is Solid. The Tana finished learning Mesechtes Reish HaShonah, Sheshneim B'Seder Echotei. And this both are in one Seder, Seder Moed, Lochi L'motzu L'meimah. Now you can ask, Maishno D'Shofke Atoche. You can ask them, because we're in Seder Moed. V'aydi D'Toni, V'chag D'Doinim Kloima, Agav D'Toni, V'chag D'Doinim Alamai. Ksovar benavsho, you see Rashi says that the Svore, if there's a Nidin, Oyuva Nidoinim Bechag Alamayim, Shma Bino Beinin Lahaskir in Yonah Demayim, so you have to be maskirit. L'Ratzuye Alamayim, V'Leisi Lebroche, L'Chiktoni Me'emesai Maskirin. So that's why it says, Me'emesai Maskirin, so this is a Poyul Yoyce, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, is Megale Zicher that is Achiyev Haskore since it's as Mandim. So the Melech, our Mishnah just continues, Me'emesai Maskir. Let us see Taisvis. Hosam Koi, Perish, Beseder Zroim, Bebroches, Perik Ein Oimdim. Belisne Hosam, Maishna, Kloima, Amai Tana Hoche, Bemoyed, Why in Seder Moyed, Maide Tani Hosam, Beseder Zroim. Morenta d'altane merish ashone kosolik. Perish. Perish ashone ave beseder moit. Vim taima vaakati lisni beseder zoi. But why didn't the chiyav haskore says in seder zoi? So this should have been good. There's a shaykhis to seder moit, but l'chayre would very well fit in seder zoi. Yishloime dohochi iker do oma bechag nidoinim alamayim. Fakert, this is the yisod hachiyu says in Rosh Hashanah. Ve'urche de milse leratzois lifnei shayla. Nachamotaisis mentions, you have to be meratzo lifnei shayla. לקח שוויק עד הוכה. I mean, if we would say lifnei shail means afal pishu lifnei shail, then I would understand the Tosfos. That means Tosfos is saying that l'chayre, you can't be masker if you're not shail. So Tosfos says no. Ulcha de milse l'ratzeis afal pishu lifnei shail. L'kach shovi kat hoche. Therefore, here it says d'chir. Here it says the chiv, aber b'seder zroim, the toni maskirin, buris kshomim, efshir de mashma lo oilom, k'mo itriyas ha-meisim, o yavdolo b'choy ninado. So Taisu says, Moiradik, Taisu says, over there, it just says, this is mentioned in this and this place, and faker, the mashmois is, if you learn the Mishneh Shitri is dik, so it means your masker Abdullah, your masker, your masker Shaila, which is a whole year. There's no, it's not dependent on seasons. Abdullah is b'chaynin adas. That means the all seasons of the year Abdullah is mentioned. So I would think Fakel that Busk Shamim is also mentioned the whole year. So you can't start off with that mission and say me'emosai. Who says bachlal that is a start and an end? It's continuous. So therefore, the mekayer that there is a start and an end, al kochachas from the mission in Rosh Hashanah, because the mission in Rosh Hashanah is the one that megalot us that the achiyev askor starts sukkis. That's what the mission in Rosh Hashanah is telling us. So now we have a me'emosai. When in sukkis are we masked? Sagt die Gemara weiter. Belisni me'emesai maskirin al ha-kshomi. Mai gvureis kshomi. What's this? Me'emesai maskirin gvureis kshomi. Should it say al ha-kshomi? Loshen al ha-kshomi is also very unclear. That's me, the Yavit says, maskirim is a loshen ritzui. Haskorel Hashem is a loshen ritzui. Me'emesai maskirim, when we meratze al ha-kshomim, that we make a ritzi for Yerides kshomim. So what's a gvureis kshomim? My gvureis kshomim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'nei she'yerdim b'gvure. That kshomim ayered b'gvure. Shenema says, oise, let's see on the side, that's the better gear. So oise g'day lois v'ein cheker. Niflois ad ein mispo. Uchsiv anoisein moto alpenei oretz, v'sheleach mayim alpenei chutzais. So from there we see that it's begvuris. In fact, the Gemara, my mashme, where does it say over there that it's begvuris? Omar rabbe bar shile osye cheker cheker. No, by Kshomim it says, Oise g'doilis adein cheke, anoisein motor alpnei ha'oretz. So it says over here that motor alpnei ha'oretz is a g'dule adein cheke. That means we can't be masig the gewaldike g'dules, which comes about when anoisein motor alpnei ha'oretz. So that's the cheke it says over here. Then it says another time, cheke mibriyos eishaloyla. When the world was created, it says also cheke, m'ksiv hoche, oisik dos adein cheke, m'ksiv hosom, alo yodato, im lo yishamato, helekei oilom, Hashem, boirek tzois oretz, lo yiyof, lo yiga, ein cheke, letzfuno soim. So by the bries oilom, and it says boirek tzois oretz, so the Pasuk speaks about the Briyas Oilam, so the Pasuk says, Ein Cheike Litvuno Soim. Uchsiv, and by the Briyas Oilam, which is Ein Cheike, it says, Meichin Horim Bechoichoi Nezo Begvura. So we see the Briyas Oilam was Begvura. And we have a gzeire shove cheike cheike, so that means that just like by Briyas Oilam, which is ein cheike, it was begvure. So Yerides Kshomim, which is also ein cheike, is also begvure, and therefore it's called gvure kshomim. Let us see Rashi. Ksiv oise gedoy lois. Ve ein cheike. Oise gedoy lois ve ein cheike. So Rashi says, Alma dechsiv cheike bekshome. It says cheike bekshome. Ochsiv cheike bebriyose shaloylam. Ma briyose shaloylam ksiv begvure. Just like the Yossi Shom that says Gvura, Avkshom imavet keman, dechsiv bei Gvura. Now, to understand a little bit, what is the Gvura by the Iridus Kshomim? The Meiri says as follows, V'roimeis alboyon, Harbei pa'omim shaloi bizman yiridosan. That this is, the gvura is that many times when it is not as man yiride, miderech hateva, lashgoches hokel albono leroiv tfilosom, so then we see the gvuras Hashem. So that means in the we see Gvuras Hashem when al pi derech hateva it is not as man kshomim in yidna mespalo and it rains. So here we see Gvuras Hashem. So the Gvura could be that Rabbi Nisholm is mishane de teva l'tzairech tfilas Yisrael. That is the Gvura. I saw in the Muna Vashkoche he brings down that even though we're living in Azman Hester, but it seems this Gilui of Ashgoche, we can still see. He says, by any other thing, normally, a person is mispalo for refuah, panose, and he's matzliach. So there's something else that the Yeshua can be attributed to. Yeah, he was mispalo for panose, he made a good deal and everything. Yeah, about Al Kaponim, he did something. Something was done. Therefore, also something was done. So we're maminim that it's Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. But there we don't see the Gvura. But in Kshomim, one sees the Gvura because there's nothing can be done. You just mispalel and then if you see Kshomim, you read as Kshomim, Befrat, the way the Meiri says it, that fakert, it's Biderech HaTeva, that it's Yeret Shaloi Bizman Yeridosa. So Memele, that is the Gvuras Kshomim. The Inyakiv explains the Gvuras Kshomim is what the Kshomim accomplish, we see a Gvura. He says that Be'emes and Kshomim accomplish equivalent to Briyas Oilam. Just like the Briyas Oilam, you have a Yesh Me'ayin. So the Gvuras Kshomim is you have seeds in the ground which are fermented and nothing will happen with them. That means without the Kshomim they're there and they're rotten and fafalen. And fakelte, the Kshomim are matzmiach disroim. So there you see the Gvura of the Kshomim, not that it, the Biyasak Kshomim is Ayidei Gvura. That's what Ion Yaakov wants to say. Let us see Teisvitz. Velisne me'emesai maskirin ala kshomim, Teisvitz. Ma'i gvuras kshomim. Amrab yechnen sheyerdim begvura. Teima, hosnem bebroches perik en oimdim ktoni ki hocha. Maskirin gvuras kshomim. Vesheyelim ha kshomim. Amaylaka makshe kemai hocha velisne maskirin ala kshomim. Ma'i gvuras. Why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha? Vishloi meshani hochi, davi iker seider shal kshomim. Here's the iker seider, bezes ma maschilo moimim, emesai poiske moimrim. This is the makoyer. There it's just, there the brochus is just telling you where you put it in the seider. But the makoyer, the tachiyav amire, the zman amire, that's over here, mishamochi poich hochi, tfei mehos. Siv meichim horim bekoichoi nezor begvure. Vize gabi briyas oilo. Chi heichi dahai cheike bebriyas oilo. Just like the cheker of the Prius Oilam, which is ein cheker, is a begvuris. My kenoch gabig shomim, my cheker namiroi tzolei begvuris, and zain cheker to the gvuris. Ochein yesh lahakshis, and my nokat gvuris, tvei mikoyach. My ken avalei lameima, maimisai maskirin koyach shomim, elisni gdulis kshomim. So Taisus asks, there are three lashonis which are being used over here. By Briyas HaOlam, there's a lashon of Koyach, Mechin, Horim, Bekoichoi, Nezor, Begvura. By Kshomim alone, there's a lashon of Gdula, Oisin Gdula, Ois Aden Chaykel. So Memele, so all these three lashonis are used by Kshomim. Fine, we'll say the Chaykel Chaykel. So why was he Boicha the lashon of Gvura? Let him say Koyach, let him say, Gdulis. Vyashloima, the minhadin nokat gvures, mishum taimo de ika koyach ve ika gdula. Now, I think, Pesach means to say as follows. I don't know if the Lashon is mashma like this, but I think this is pshat in Pesach. That, Meichin horim bekoichoi nezor begvura. Or it says, Oise gedoilois aden cheker. Gedoilois in koyach are the actions which were done. The Rabbi Nishalom made gedoilois. Oise gedoilois. That's what was done. The horim were muchan bekoyach. So there was koyach from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's how the Horim were created. But all these things were done al yedei gvure. That means the gvure is the source of the koyach. The gvure is misavev the gdoilis. So memele, that's what the minadin noket gvuris mishum time at the ika koyach vika gdula. That means that everything originates from the gvure, side the koyach and side the gdula. Inami mishum da abroche mascheles bigvure lohochi noket gvures. So Lechayre Taisus in the second teretz says as follows. That means in Kshomim there are three inyonim. There's an inyon of koyak, there's an inyon of gdule, and there's an inyon of gvure. And theoretically, we could say koyak shomim, gdule shomim. But lemaise, the haskore was put into the broche shniya of Shemayne Esrei. Which the bracha shniyah of Shemayne Esrei is the bracha of gvuris ata gibur. So there we're speaking about this prat of gvuris. So memele, so when we mention shomim in this bracha, so we speak about the nekuda of gvuris ata gibur loyelam Hashem. So we're speaking about the chelik ha gvuris of yeridus shomim. That's mepshat and taisis. Agav uche, the peir, the Cheshek Shleime is Ma'ire. We're speaking about why it's called Gvuris Kshamim. The Gemara brings down the Pasek of Hanoisen Motor Al Pnei Oretz. That's the Pasek, and that's called the Gdula. There it says Ein Cheke. Later the Gemara will also bring Venosati Mita Altsachem Be'itoi. Also that you have to be masked Betfile. So he asks a very, the Ha'or is a Gewaldike Ha'or, and I'd like to remain with the Ha'or. The Ha'or I understand better than the Teres. He says that, so it should have said, Mashif Ha'ruach B'noisein Motor. These are the Lashonis of the Psukim. The Lashonis of the Psukim that the Gemara brings about, brings is Ha'noisein Motor Al Pnei Oretz, V'nosati Mita Arzachem. So Memela, that's what we're speaking about. So why in the Nusach is it Meirid HaGeshe? Zukt de Gemara weiter, menolom de betfile. How do we know that we're maskerit betfile? The Gemara says, the sanya, la'avas Hashem alakeche, li'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, eizi avoide shibalei, avoimer zu tfile. Just I'd like to mention, Abishlo Chaim Zecheinu Lebroch always say over the Orches Chaim Laharosh, Orches Chaim Laharosh says, Kavein b'tzilosho shehi avayde shebeleid. So, he used to say, Pshat as follows, that there are certain mitzvahs that are meyuchet to certain eborim. Tfilin, shal yad, one puts on the yad keyo. That's the mocking. If a person will put, will have mehudadik at tefillin, and will put it on his right hand, so he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. The tefillin are meyuchet to this eva. The tefillah that the Chazal tell us is avoyde shebeleiv. Tefillah is not a lip service. No, it's a avoyde shebeleiv. So therefore, the Rosh has kavin b'tefiloscha shehi avoyde shebeleiv. The leiv has to daven. The memel, it's not a hiddur of your machaven. That's the avoide. The avoide, the eva, that's miyuchid l'tfil, is the lay. It's kamen b'tfilos v'shi avoide shebelay. Al koponim, so it says, so the beginning of the parasha speaks about avoide salayv shezetfil. Siv basrei menosati mita arzachem b'ita yero malkish. So we see that the Haskorah should be in Tefillah. If the Marsha asks a kasha, the Gemara says, Minolam b'Tefillah, he says there's enough in the Pusik, Melochim, Shleim HaMelech was mispalel be'yotzer ha-shamayim v'lo yihi yemoto, so it says, v'yispalelu. There's enough in the Pusik that we must follow for Kshama. So the Masha answers that Pasuk is speaking about the Otzer HaShemai. It's a Esorah. That's speaking about a Tfilah la Esorah for Kshama. Our Mishnah is speaking about that Yamaske B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim. A tefillah b'chol yoyim. Be'ita yoyra malkish. That means not a tefillah be'esorah. This is a tefillah b'chol yoyim. So that's why we bring this pasuk. Now, l'chair, according to the Me'iri, that the gvuras kshomim is that we see a gvura in the havos kshomim. That's the gvuras kshomim. So l'chair, b'chol yoyim, and be'ita l'chair, that is l'chayr not the gvuras kshamim, if that's the whole Indian of the Gemara. L'chayr, the Masha is not like the Meiri. Banaf Yosef says a very interesting teretz. He says that Mamish Lahepach, and actually this would stem very well with the Meiri. The Anaf Yosef says that the posik of Shleim HaMelech is speaking about Behei Otzer HaShemayim V'lo Yihi Emoto. So he says, Hei Otzer HaShemayim means that it seems it was Nigzah that there should be rain. The Behei Otzer HaShemayim, the Shemayim holds back the rain. So there was a din of rain and it's held back. It says, V'ispalalu. He says, in V'hoyim Shemayim says a bigger chiddush. He says, they're speaking about they were such rishoyim that there was hey otzer hashemayim. There was no gzeira b'chlal that they should get any rain. V'nosati, so there's a bigger chiddush that v'lov v'chol levavchem v'nosati mitar altzachem. So that's a greater gvure. This l'chayr stims with the Meiri. The Svas Emes has a different Torah over here. Menolon de Bitfilet. So here's a Torah, he says that, the Anshik Nestak Deila were Mesakin this in Shemayna Esrei. This Takono wasn't, bringing up the Posik on this, that was the Madbei of the Anshik Nestak Deila. See, he wants to say something very interesting, the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes wants to say, not the Gemara is asking that one should be, how do you know that we're mispallel for Pshamim? The Gemara is asking that the union of Pshamim is a chelik le'ikuve of Tfilah. That means this has to be mispallel for. He says, for example, it says in Shemayna Esrei Mechal Kachayim Bechesed Matir Asurim Seimech Neuflim Plevachayim Matir Asurim. He says, it says many gvuris of the Rabbi Nishleilim. What will be if a person will miss out one? He won't say Matir Asurim, he won't say Reifachayim. So the Sfas Emes wants to say, so he didn't say it, it's not Ma'akiv the Matbeya. There's many gvuris, you don't have to mention all the gvuris. Masha Enkein, that we do know, if a person was medalik gvurat tzomim, he has to daven over again. So, menolam b'tfilah is not that, how do you know, menolam b'tfilah is not, how do we know one should be mispalel for tzomim? That's the Masha the Pasuk in Melachim, that b'yotzer, that you should be mispalel. How do we know that this is a chelik le'ikuve in tfilah? That tefillah has to mention this. Other things is not leikuv, but this is a chelik leikuva. So this vaker, so that's what it says. Lo avdu b'chol levavchem v'nosati mitarav tzachem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yochanan, gimu mafteches b'yodi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shloim nimsor b'yad shliach. Ve'elu hein, mafteich shal gshomim, mafteich shal chayim, mafteich shal tchiyas hameisim. After shall shaming the seed, Yiftach Hashem Lochos, a tzori atoves, a shemaim, losses meta altsocha beitoi. Says Yiftach Hashem, Rabbanish alone is Pesayer. Shall chayim and I'm the seed, Yiska lakim esrochel, by Yishmai leho, lakim by Yiftach esrachmo. After shall trius hameisim and I'm the seed, idatem, keni Hashem, befisre eskivrei sechem. Pamarova omri af mafteir shall parnose, so there's a fourth mafteich. They're the same. They bring from the goyin. The goyin says we have motor, parnose, tchiye, and chaye is the roshei teves mafteich. That's these four nyonim, that's the mafteich, that's the mafteich. Sukt Rashi, Vama Rabbi Yechne, Sholosh Mafteiches, Hainu, Shloi Nimseru, Leshliach, Echod, Biyachad. Now we'll come back to this Rashi. Father Zagers, Biyichud, Yiftach Hashem, Veloi Shliach. Kani Hashem, Veloi Shliach. Beshech Shedecha, Veloi Shliach. Shomim, Hainu, Nami Panosa, Kvach HaShavna Lech. Let us see Taisus. Shloisha mafteiches shloi nimsuchu l'shliach. Vimtayma v'amrinin t'mafteich kshomim. Mafteich hakshomim nimsa l'liyo. V'chein mafteich shal t'chiyas ha-meisim. V'chein, it was also nimsa l'liyo. V'chein l'lisha, d'chsi v'ayoyma l'liyo chay Hashem. V'chinami oyma b'pirkin d'lekamo. Yeah. Chai Hashem is a mafteich shel mustama shel gshomim. Yeshloim adod the kamer shel nimsu le shliach ein ratzlam shel nimsu ma'ilo. Rashal tchias ameisim shel gshomim nimsu. Alei nimsu le shliach li yisla oilam emuna aleya. That means nimsar means nimsa le oilam. It wasn't nimsa le oilam. Others want to say that that's pshat in Rashi. Hanish le nimsu le shliach echod biyichot. Wasn't given over in Ganzen. If you geiris biyachad, so then Rashi is saying that all three were not given over to one person. Shalosh mafteches together were not given over to one person. But like this one could be given over to one person, and that's how others will say that Rashi wanted to emphasize his kasha. I like to say over, there's a mir de keteret on the kasha of Eliyahu, there's a mir de keteret from the proshes drochem. The Parshas Drachim means that Gemara in Baba Basra, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Omar Rav Chisde, Miyoyim Shechorav Beis HaMikdosh, Ein HaKshomim Yerdim Me'oitzer HaToiv. that after the Chuban Abayis, Kshomim Na Yered Meyetzer HaToiv, Shenema Yiftach Hashem Lecho Eseitzorei HaToiv, Zman Sheyisrael Oysen Retzoyne Shal Mokim, Yisrael Shruyim Al Admosom, Kshorim Yerdim Meyetzer HaToiv. Bizman Shein Yisrael Shruyim Al Admosom, Ein Kshomim Yerdim Meyetzer HaToiv. There's two Tnoim. One tonight, this has to be Shruyim al Admosom, which says Metar Altsacho, and then it has to be Oisin Ritzoinei Shal Mokoim, because the Pasuk before says that Yiftach Hashem Lechos, it says in Shemo Yetish Mekel Hashem Alekecha, Masisa Kolza, Yiftach Hashem Lechos Eitzorei HaToiv. Al Kaponim, the Eitzor HaToiv, the Stut Noim, Ein shamim yerdim ba'olam me'oitzer hatoiv elastes yisro shrim al admosam v'oisin ritzayne shamok. Now, so when the Yidin are not oisin ritzayne shamokim, or they're not yoshim ba'admosam, so there's no shamim me'oitzer hatoiv. So there's different shamim. And he brings a yalkut, he brings a yalkut in Parshas Bereishis, בזמן שישראל עושים רצוינו של מוקים, הם שויסים ממים הוליונים. בזמן שישראל עושים רצוינו של מוקים, הם שויסים ממי אוקיונס. It's a different מקור in Ganson. There's מים הוליונים, and there's מי אוקיונס. So ממילא, so he says, אמור די כזך, so he says, אבזוי, it's פושט פאמפרט, תויס וסקשן אל יו הנובי. He says, the Gemara relates that Achav came, they were Menachem Ovel Chiel, Chiel built up Yericho, and all his children died, and they were there, and Leo stated that the reason all these things happened, because there was a Kalola of Yeshua, so in the middle, that's why it happened. So Achav tainet to Yeshua, Achav tainet to Leo, the Kalola of Yeshua was in the sky, the Kalola of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the sky, it says, "Vatam limechem v'shtachvislam v'chor afeshem v'layi amoto." Some emailer, so he says that the klal of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the sky, and the klal of Yeshua were over the by the Zohar. There's so much about the Zohar in Eretz Yisrael, mamish meiridik. The klal of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the sky. So then the pasuk says, so Eliyahu Hanavi said that Chai Hashem im yiyah hashonim ha'ila talamoto. And then they made a shua, and there the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Rabbeinu Shem gave him over the Mafteich Shel Kshom. Zokte Proshes Drochim, that Be'etzim Eliyahu Hanavi told him like this. He says, the Kashif Aitzach Nishtam. The Nosati, he says, the Otzar Asher Shemayim V'lo Yiyah Moto, the Otzar Shemayim is going in the Oitzar HaToiv. That's going to the Oitzer HaToiv. Because here it says also, Yiftach Hashem Lechos Eitzore Yatoiv Es HaShemayim. The Oitzer HaToiv, the Mayim Oyoinim, that's from the Shemayim. The Rabbeinu Shloim said, if you'll din avoid the Zore, V'otzer Es HaShemayim V'lo Yiyah Motor. There won't be motor from the Oitzer HaToiv. You're asking a kasha, there's motor? Sure, there's motor. That's not from the Oitzer HaToiv. But I'll show you. Achav, he has a whole ariches, Achav tainet, this, he was a big lamdan Achav, Achav tainet, this is also from the Yitzhar HaToiv. He had a right from the Yitzhar HaToiv. She says, I proved you, it's not from the Yitzhar HaToiv. He says, I'm gonna get the Mafteyach and the Kshomim. You'll see, there won't be any Kshomim. Now, if the whole Kshomim is from the Yitzhar HaToiv, the way you said, so the Rabbeinu Shalom is not Moisel, the Mafteyach of Kshomim to anybody. That the stream of Teichs the Rebbeinu Shalom is not Moisel. So how can I make it stop raining? So Al Kochoch, that the rain that is occurring in Eretz Yisrael now is not from the Yitzhar HaToiv. Why is it not from the Yitzhar HaToiv? Because you were Oiv Dei Avoy Dezor. So I'll show you, I'll make it stop raining. So that's the proof to you. That's how the Poshes Dochem explains. And he says, Be'emerson, with this amount of emphasis, you kashas, taisis, and need the ask kasha. Taisis, and need the ask, the Gemara says that af bri, that's the sar hamoto. So what's that sar hamoto?
the Rabbeinu Shalom is the matter from the Rabbeinu Shalom. As if I say Sakashi. So the Poshet Drachim wants to answer, yeah, the Sar HaMotor is from the other Gshomim. He says, Bemison, that's Pshat in the Posik. Hanoi Sein Motor Al Pnei Oretz. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that gives Motor on Eretz Yisrael. V'shayleyach mayim al p'nei chutzis. But in chutz loretz is done through a shliach. So there is a salmotah taka. That's what he wants to say. Agavulche, and the etzim kashe, the Taisus Nidus as a teretz, and Sasemis wants to explain the teretz as follows. That, everything is through the Rabbi Nishlam. So the Sasemis wants to say as follows. There are certain things that were nimsa l'malochim. That means the Rabbeinu Shlomo Chatchila gave them over these koiches. So it's under their jurisdiction. It was given to them l'chatchila. That sholish mafteches b'yodi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu means as follows. It means that the Rabbeinu Shlomo Olam did not give a malach over this. The Rabbeinu Shlomo has decided when the matel will come. But when the matel comes, he tells a malach to do it. So there's a sar brita, afri, that's the sar shel matel. But he doesn't have the mafteyach. The Rabbi Yisrael decides when it should be done, and then it's done. Are you day asar? Mashenk and all other things. L'chatchila was nimsar all these inyonim tachas memshalta.